Good afternoon and hi. You're listening to Anything to Declare with Libby and Joey.
Hey.
This is the show where we discuss living abroad as Leeds students from like first-hand experiences around the world. So last week, Joey and I were chatting about Canada.
Yep, London, Ontario, which is where we were living for the entire year, studying at university. And we have a bit of a different take on it today because we've got two people from France, well, not from France, but who studied in France, who were working. So we have Rafi, say hi.
Hello.
And we've got Freddie.
Hello. Bonjour.
How appropriate. So Rafi, if you just want to talk about who you are, what you're about, and maybe where you came from, and then hand it over to Fred.
So, my name's Rafi. I live with one of your lovely hosts, Joey, this year. And last year, I lived in Lille, in the very north of France, as close as you can get to England, apart from Calais. And I taught in a school there and had a lovely time.
And hello, je m'appelle Fred. I also was in France, but down in Marseille, which was pretty fun. And then up to Paris. And then, yeah.
What did you do in Paris?
I worked for an asset management company and also partied quite hard on the weekend. Oh, so go away with it.
Partied hard on the weekend?
Partied quite hard on the weekend, yeah.
Who are you living with?
I live with a 48-year-old mum and her 17-year-old daughter.
How did you end up there?
Just the three of us. A friend of a friend of my landlady in Marseille.
What? Okay. How was it?
I was the man of the house. It was one little happy family.
That is worrying, Fred.
How was the daughter?
She looked like my sister, fortunately.
For her, yeah, exactly. Okay. Well, we've got a few questions for you, obviously, because that's the structure of a show.
Mm-hmm.
And we would like to know, first off, the biggest difference between living in the UK, and obviously it's not very far away, but different language, different dress, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Obviously the blah, blah, blah is very different. In France, not much happens on a Sunday, which is quite an adjustment.
I reckon that's a bit like Leeds. Leeds take Sundays quite seriously.
Yeah, but that's just because people are hungover, not because
shops close.
Yeah, but there, nothing. I arrived there on a Sunday for the first time ever and just thought this place was completely dead and had couldn't buy bread or anything.
Yeah.
I went into a flower shop and it was bucketing with rain and I was like, where can I buy an umbrella? And he was like, nowhere. Go find a roof.
Oh.
I know, sad.
So French.
Yeah.
What about you, Fred?
They're quite rude. I mean,
they're rude in your area.
That is true. But I found in Paris they were equally rude.
Yeah.
You just have to learn to be rude back. If you're friendly back, you get nowhere.
Aww.
It's like the French. The French enjoy you being rude to them and suddenly you're in. Oh, woo, I'm your friend. I'm rude too.
That's like English people though. English people like being mean to their friends.
Because I and probably many or all of the people listening don't really know where you guys were geographically, can you point out, like, describe?
So I was really, really far north and he was really, really far south. And the southern French people are notoriously rude, like Parisians. And northern French people are notoriously lovely and nice.
True.
So if I asked for directions in the street, I would get pretty much the person's life story and how it revolved around that street.
And I'd get sent the wrong way.
Yeah. Or just get smirked at for speaking with an English accent.
No.
Okay, right, thanks guys. We're going to go put on a song now. Quite appropriate, Daft Punk.
Right.
Whoa. Around the world, eh? So yeah, we'll come back after.
Bye. We'll be right back. So that was Daft Punk with Around the World. And so we are listening to Anything to Declare, and today we are discussing France.
So we've got Raffi and Freddie here, still. Hey. And we want to know about your travel escapades. So, Fred, where did you make it to?
Well, the joy of being a teacher, you get lots of holidays.
Loads.
But not enough. And so I wanted to go skiing for a week and had to come up with a good excuse. So I went to my brother's wedding, which didn't really happen. And I forgot I was friends with a teacher on Facebook.
Teacher from his school?
Yep.
Oh my God.
And there was a naked photo of me.
Oh God!
Enjoying the Alps a bit too much, which was clearly not a wedding in London.
Were you on top of a roof?
I was on top of, like, a snow mountain thing. Next to the big bar that everyone goes to after they finish skiing.
Oh, God.
Fully stalkers.
Mm. Wow. So apparently, didn't she like the photo? And then she put you in it.
And then still lied, having not noticed that she'd liked the photo.
No.
Oh, really?
I came clean. But it
after
did sort of result in me having to leave my job a little bit early.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of a disaster.
Well.
But you managed to get paid, didn't you?
I did get paid.
Dollar bills.
So basically, they paid for me to go skiing.
Yeah, right.
Paid for him to get naked.
And how about you, Raph? Where'd you end up?
I also got loads of holidays, which was great. Went to Paris, went to Marseille, but Freddie wasn't there. And went to Berlin for 10 days.
So, what did you get up to in Berlin?
Well, one of my friends, who was also doing a year abroad, was out there, so got free accommodation. Thank you, Izzy.
Fantastic.
What did we get up to out there? Just did loads of eating and listening to German techno, obviously. Joey loves German techno.
I do love German techno. You can't keep me away from Dixon. Yeah.
When Libby takes her off her leash, she's going to be hearing constant techno. House.
Pat
with
bit
house.
They'll love me for that. Okay, and what would you reckon was the favourite thing about living away? Because obviously this is a programme to kind of encourage people to go and study abroad and to know that you have so much opportunity and even travel and lie and cheat and make money when you don't deserve it and stuff like that. Mm. But what would you say was your favourite thing about living abroad?
French honey.
Oh, yeah. Holla.
No, you've got loads of those.
Yeah, so many French honeys. I wish.
Were you a bit of a stud in France?
No.
Yeah.
No.
A massive no. stud.
Did you chat them up in French?
Yeah, which was probably my downfall. The best thing about living in France, the daily pain au chocolat were pretty good.
Yeah.
Having bakeries close constantly. You're never more than about
like
15 feet
thing,
away from a bakery.
But it was so good.
I went to visit our friend in Grenoble. How do you say it?
Grenoble.
And I swear to God, just putting some bread, cheese and ham together,
yeah,
it's just so much better. They haven't done anything to it, but it tastes a thousand times better.
Sometimes they put just a bar of chocolate with
some baguette and put it together inside. And just eat it like that. Yeah.
And you go to a restaurant, you ask for a pint of Coke or a Coke, and it's a lot more expensive than a beer or a glass of wine. So
oh God, alcohol's so cheap.
I mean, God forbid, you just have to drink.
You're just forced into it.
Yeah, you had to.
It's more economical.
And how long were you in Paris for, Fred?
For nearly 5 months.
Really?
Oh. Were you teaching there as well?
No, I didn't. I worked there.
Did a boring job. Was it boring?
A boring job. Yeah, it was actually pretty boring.
Because teaching is really fun.
Mm. Is it?
Being able to tell 30 kids what to do.
I know.
It's hilarious.
Were you guys mostly speaking in French then, obviously?
The level of English in France is not generally quite good. Not good. That didn't make sense.
No, not generally quite teaching the nation.
Neither is it. Yeah.
And yeah, I had
French kids speak
kiddies,
bad English.
So they were pretty poor English. So I had to do lots of singing and things like that.
Talking of songs.
Singing, clapping.
Talking of songs.
Oh, good introduction.
We've got another one. So we are going to listen to Où est le swimming pool because it sounds French.
Le swimming pool.
The song is Dance the Way I Feel.
That we depend on getting by, another lie on every other thing that dies, and as his voice beckons out, I hear the end of trauma slowly setting in. My body seems to stop and freeze. Stop! Well, I just dance the way I feel. Stop breathing. Imagine none of this is real. Stop! Well, I just dance the way I feel. Stop breathing.
That was Où est le swimming pool with Dance the Way I Feel. Raph was bopping about, so she really liked it. We're going to keep going with our favourite things. You are listening to Anything to Declare with Joey and Libby. And today we're talking about France. So, Raffy, favourite thing about living abroad?
Favourite thing about a year abroad, I think, is the freedom that you get. Which I think is quite a rubbish transition when you come back to Leeds because you actually have to study, but we had the whole year to do whatever we wanted and we got paid an obscene amount of money to do 12 hours a week.
No.
Underpaid, yeah.
Were you guys on Erasmus
so
as well?
So overpaid, yeah.
So
does that mean you were paid to be there, like, funded? Yeah. Like, how did that work?
So you get an Erasmus grant, which you don't have to pay back. You get your student loan. We all know about that. And then you get paid 800 euros a month to do 12 hours a week of work in the school.
Sounds like the dream.
It is the dream.
You guys were living the dream. How do you say the dream in French?
Le rêve.
Oh, sounds good too. Okay. And then I've kind of asked these guys to think of an embarrassing story. Well, embarrassing, maybe just, you know, topical. So we're going to do, we're going to start with Fred, who's going to talk about his French romance.
I'm going pink at the ears.
Can't quite see them though.
Well, as I already said, the daily bread was quite a good thing, but I ended up getting on a bit too well at times with the baker.
Can you describe the baker? Because in my head, it's a big fat man with an apron on.
Yeah.
Just change the man to woman and you've kind of got it. An Algerian lady who insisted that I had to take her back to England with me in my suitcase.
Would she have fit, is the question?
In a big one.
Excess baggage.
Multiple.
I think she had a bit too many pan au chocolat. But safest to say, I got scared of the baker and actually walked to one an extra couple of minutes walk away just to avoid that one.
Aww.
But my flatmates went every day and put me in it every day. Oh, Freddie's so looking forward to seeing you. You should come round for dinner one time.
Oh, God. It's fair, she would have baked and it would probably be really bad.
Oh, yeah, you should have done it. But, and it's also my one regret that I didn't just go for it.
Yeah, you get loads of free bread.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Rafi, you must have done something pretty embarrassing.
Well, I didn't do anything embarrassing that I can think of. Well, what I want to declare.
Yes, declare.
There you go. I basically lived with 10 internationals. So mixture of like Russian, Mexican, Colombian, all sorts, who all hung out with each other, but I didn't hang out that much with them. Sad. And they would have house parties when I had work the next day, which I didn't mind. So I'd just lock my door, go to bed. And one night they had one of these and I heard my door, someone trying to get into my room. But it was locked, so it was fine, went back to sleep. And the next day I get back from work and my Russian housemate says, "Oh, have you seen the stuff that's all over the walls upstairs?" And I'm like, "No." He's like, go have a look. So I walk up the stairs, and our house had 6 stories, and no communal bathroom. So all the bathrooms were behind these locked doors in our rooms. So when they had parties, that would prove quite difficult for the guests. And so I went up the stairs to find this kind of substance which had splattered all along the wall from the 6th floor to the 5th floor. And my Mexican housemates came out and they were like, have you seen it? I was like, well, what is it? And they were like, it's what you think it is. Can't swear on the radio, but we're going to swear in French. Merde.
Oh, no.
And so,
oh, I know.
Someone
had pooed all down my stairwell.
That is lovely.
Are you sure it wasn't you?
No, it wasn't me. So, yeah, what I think happened is that because there were no toilets for them, they must have gone all the way upstairs and realised that there was nowhere for them to excrete.
Yeah, let's go with that. So they just gave up, essentially.
They just gave up, yeah. They tried to get into my room and then just decided to poo down the stairs.
So it looks like things are getting a bit lively on the message board at the moment. So big shout out to David Van Tunneman and Axel. Bonjour to you guys too. We're now just going to...
What are the bases of those names?
Who are these people?
They sound like an interesting bunch, for sure.
Sounds like some people that Lily would quite interested in, I reckon.
Okay, yeah, team. So we're just going to move on.
Got a quiz.
Woo!
Yay!
And this is France, fact or fiction? So, yeah, we haven't quite worked out how to do game noises.
That was just my voice.
That was just her voice. So, right, five little... questions for you guys. You can confer with each other as much as you would enjoy. So, question number one, fact or fiction? France has both a president and prime minister.
They are looking utterly confused.
No.
Nah.
Fiction, surely.
You have to come to a joint consensus.
It's just fiction. President Sarkozy.
Yeah, but then...
Prime Minister.
No. Yeah, exactly.
No fiction.
But it's not Sarkozy, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how long do you live there, bud?
This is getting embarrassing. That is actually true.
Yes, see, I was right. Can we rather than having to join forces?
Okay, Raffi gets 1-0 to Raffi. Raffi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next question. There is an average of 2 cookery books being published a day in France.
I bet it's more.
Who goes first? Yeah, I was going to say more.
Oh, really? Were you now?
Yeah. Think of all the famous cooks. Yeah, more. More than 2.
I'm going to go 1.
Okay. No, that's actually true. There are, on average, 2.
So does anyone win?
You both get a point. Or no points.
No points.
No points.
Then one quick final question.
What?
The national animal of France is a snail. Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
Yeah, fiction.
A bonus point if you know what it is.
Yeah, I'm not saying it because you're going to copy me.
It's live on radio.
No,
a marmot?
No.
Don't know what that
is. You're both wrong.
It's some kind of eagle.
Golden eagle.
Right. Okay, final question because we're running out of time. Anything to declare? Leave at the border? Don't let you know? Anything you'd rather just leave behind? I guess maybe the baker and I guess the poo, but...
The baker and the poo.
Not bringing that home.
Yeah, all the ex-conquests, all those French honeys.
Well, that's such a lie. Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, same.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. It's been that's really fun. Next week, we're talking about Australia. So we've got 2 honeys coming in, Siobhan plus 1. Siobhan doesn't know that yet, actually.
By the way, Siobhan.
Yeah, BT Dubs. But just to lead out with, me and Raffi are going to see Jungle tonight at Leeds Met. So here is Jungle with The Heat. See you guys. See you next week. Bye.
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 Right on time, back by the beach. Still going to bring the heat.